This is a lecture and auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 16th of October, 1953. Its title is, Why a Thetan is Stuck in a Body, Part 1. This tape is 34 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape ends abruptly, as did the original master recording.
And this is the afternoon talk of October the 16th. And we're going to go in to several things this afternoon. But first thing we're going to do, I've just received this machine from Volney Matheson, and it is the AR-54. That's AR stands for an audio recorder. What the machine is he has some incredible series of names for it. It's the audio pinch nerve detection machine or something like that. I've been calling it the ping meter myself. I find that's much easier. And mostly because it's reminiscent of the good old days when you turned the sound stack in one direction and nothing happened, and turned it in the other direction and nothing happened, and then turned it back into the wash and there was a ping. And everybody came up to General Quarters just to find out that it was a new sound man who had accidentally turned the machine back into the wash of the ship. The pain detection meter is a very new development of Volney's. He's telling me about this machine. And he said somebody out in Los Angeles brought in something that whined when it came in the vicinity of a pinched nerve. And he couldn't make this machine work. It was a bunch of junk. They wanted it to be fixed up one way or the other. And he couldn't make this machine work, and he couldn't make it work, and he couldn't make it work. And he figured and figured and figured and figured. And then one day he looked and saw Matheson E-54 sitting there. So he just shoved the E-meter in on the line. It promptly worked, and it's been working ever since. This machine actually combines an E-meter, when it's well set up on activity, with audio. And the machine simply tells you a pinched nerve area of the body. The individual being worked on this machine holds the electrode in one hand, and the operator, chiropractor, auditor, whoever he is, simply passes the probe over the body until the machine cries. Now, I'll show you how to set this machine up. It's very simple to set up according to his instructions. I've read his instructions, and so I'm sure the machine works. Now, I imagine that it should be set straight up, and let's see if we can find something here on me. Oh, that's a nice, comfortable spot. I already done this. Trick. Probably I hope it works again anyway. A lot of wire here. It's the main danger of this machine is tripping in the wires. And that's true of any electronic equipment. The main danger in the movies is falling over sound cables. And it's very fatal sometimes. Now, you notice we've got the machine riding somewhere near center. I don't know if this machine is calibrated against the other tone scale or not. And we're riding here on a C scale. And the C scale, well, according to this, let's see, I'm about 1-1 this morning. And I guess that's, let's see, registered. Yeah, that's about what it registers. Let's see if any change on sensitivity. I don't know if this machine calibrates against the other machines or not. That isn't what I register, by the way. I generally register 0.5. Anyway, you give the person the E-meter electrode, just a one-hand electrode, and while he's holding this innocently and so forth, you take this probe, a little flathead, and I imagine you could get different kinds of probes. I tell you, frankly, Volney gets along fine. And he's a swell guy, but when I get gone for a long space of time, he gets impractical. He doesn't look enough, because he should put this up with a full set of beautiful probes of various kinds, because this goes to the medical profession. They should have hooks, so on. There's a brilliant idea to make it red. That's very attractive. But He should have done this. Now, there are several other things that the machine should have, but I'll get in touch with Bonnie and we'll have a machine out of this thing. Yeah. Well, anyway, this is what was interesting to me is that the machine did a... that's what's wrong with the machine. It was running on a low reading. Okay. You hear that? All that's doing is tetradyning. I imagine it raises hell with radios. We just turn that last knob here, which is the oscillator cutoff. We just turn the oscillator cutoff just barely off. Is that signal fade? No, it's off. No reaction. I'm touching the probe of my face here. No reaction. No reaction. You know what that's hitting? I cut myself there this morning with a razor. I already tested that out, and it immediately fell out. Now, as far as...
Oh.
Hey, that's all right.
Old prefrontal
body. I like that. That's a war injury. That's a war injury. For God's sake. Yeah, for God's sake. In other words, it's still got some... Wait a minute. I just caught this machine on first base. Ha ha, just a minute, Mr. Matheson. It hits on a taut muscle. Or it hits on a very wet surface. Those are the moisture surfaces. Actually, what I'm doing here this afternoon, for your edification, I'm trying to find out what this machine does. That goes across that. That's a fifth nerve. Well, I'm sure. Okay.
I got an anesthesia area. How about trying to read this?
I don't know.
Right here.
You got an anesthesia area.
Yeah, right up here.
Okay. Let's get that thing up on.
No.
Can you feel the probe as I hit?
I can feel the probe there.
Look. See that? Now when I press it, we get sensation which would activate a neuron.
That's a very light press.
That's right, but...
Try it right here. This is dead right here. Long lag.
See the same portion of your other leg. By the way, if you want to know how to set a bone or something like that, just simply take the other limb or the other arm or the other hand and study its contours. If you want a map of how a limb goes together, take the other limb.
What if he breaks his back?
We're getting beats all the way across here.
I know there's a big nerve right there.
Nerve painful? Just passing it over that leg, equivalent area, and we're getting the same box.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pass it over your face. Just pass it over the face knot, exactly the same area which I was passing over. Typical of most electronics, equipment, and so forth, undoubtedly has enormous use, but until you put it to very practical purposes, you don't find out what it can do. Ring in the same place. Sit down there. Let's see if we get the same ring. Something about this machine is a very snide machine. It shows everybody at 1-1. I don't like to be criticized by human beings, but I won't tolerate if they're machines. Exactly, been without prize fighting experience.
It just reads where they're still alive. They're no longer alive. Well, there's been an injury or something.
Yeah, the mole was dropped off.
Yeah.
It's got a more plaintive note, too.
Okay, where was it?
I never seen that.
Forehead, upper forehead, and temples across under the eyes. Wherever Phaeton's got a good hold on that. All right, let's see the back of the neck now. Let's switch to the...
I had the clip right in here.
Mm-hmm. All right. I've got a white coat here. That's all you need to bring this machine. White coat with the rubber man. See, you locate where the pain is, maybe take an axe and cut it out. You're a surgeon. Locate where the pain is and rub it out, or something else. Well, what? We don't know.
Yeah, that's what the
but where he said, gee, you don't suppose the forehead is always in agony.
You know what's going on over there?
Facing out the nerve line.
No.
All the way around his neck.
Well, not the collarbone.
But just above that. higher.
No.
You're in bad shape.
Down low?
No.
That was right
where
they
click it.
And all the way around his neck. Mm-hmm. Tell me, have you been hanged lately? Because that demonstrates exactly the same semantics. I'm just rich energy. Just for fun, mark yourself up hanging. I'll mark it up again hanging. I'll blow him up.
I got a place. Somebody sucked.
All right, mark yourself up hanging again. Again, mark yourself up hanging. Blow him up. Mark yourself up being hung. Being hung. Blow him up.
Incidentally, that's about where that horse chick is.
Okay. Being hung, being hung. That's obviously the way to be. I'm bored.
This lecture and auditing demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
By the way, in the precursor, when you locate something like that, and the precursor starts telling you that there's other things, you're really a bum auditor if you go chasing off that. Real fun. Because all he's giving is the locks to fly off. Another thing, if the lock doesn't fly off of what you're doing when you're doing this kind of processing, do something else. If he doesn't keep correcting you, do something else. You're not on the team. But if he keeps telling you, well, he just got through saying here, well, it was a horse kicked me, and what else happened?
Well, I just had a sensation of something hitting me.
Yeah, well, he keeps giving you things hit you, see? He keeps telling you about this. Go on doing exactly what you've been doing. Don't do anything else. Don't start running horses. It shows you're unable to hold a geographical position. You've been chased too much by your older brother or something. So, put two men out here hanging. Get their heads askew. Right?
Yeah.
Blow them up. Do they really blow good?
Not really.
Any debris?
Yeah, scavengers there.
Next time, put them both up there now. Mm-hmm. Two men hanging. Mm-hmm. Get them swinging a little bit.
Yeah.
Blow them.
Yeah.
Put your body up there twice, hanging.
Yeah.
Blow it up. Body up there twice, hanging. Now put your body up there twice, hanging, and this time get a completely rigid, just as though it just hit the bottom of the rope. Put your body there twice. Let's wait this moment of impact. Mm-hmm. I get him to come down with a hard jar again and blow it. Blow it. Now let's put them dropping through a trap and blowing up the second they get through the trap.
Oh.
Oh, you had them on a tree all this time, didn't you?
Let's
get the form on them.
All right. No, I had them on a sort of like just an arm out. Mm-hmm. With no trap. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're standing on a trap.
Let them drop. Did the color let that drop?
No, I just had one on me, you know.
Good ball.
Yeah.
Now drop through and blow.
Yeah.
How's that? You don't know. Good.
Thing
measures ribs. And, of course, everybody go nuts, you see, if you suddenly started telling them measured ridges, so they have to say it measures perspiration or something. I guess that's in better odor at the moment with the medical profession. Perspiration.
You can fool with this yourself. It's like you're doing it there.
My father's mustache.
All right. You can. All right, let me ask you. He's got it all across the top of that lip. Okay,
it's too rude.
Make four terminals out here. Make four terminals in a horizontal square of your upper lip.
Horizontal square?
Yeah, just make a plane. From the four corners of the plane, put your lip.
Oh, okay.
Get it up there easily?
Yeah.
All right, now put four below.
Yeah.
Got eight lips?
Yep.
Okay, now put a big lip in the center of it.
Mm-hmm. Just the upper lip.
Mm-hmm. Just the upper one. Mm-hmm. And have it say no more of your lip.
That's not the phrase.
All right, what is?
Don't talk back.
Okay. You got the eight of them up.
That's my sonic.
What's that?
That's been suppressing sonic all the way back down the line. Don't talk back.
Okay.
Blew up.
So I have to put that lip there four more times above, four more times below, and the lip in the middle of your own space, under. Let them all blow.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's take a little preliminary test here. Take your front teeth and gums.
Yeah.
And make them into eight. No, seven front teeth and gums, eight times.
Yeah.
I'll put them in the center.
Yeah.
And have the center one saying, I'll never do it again. I'll pull them all up.
Okay.
Put it up there again. Now mock up a long nerve. Take that fifth nerve that runs across the top of the teeth there and mock it up out in front of you.
In the space, sir?
Yeah, in the space.
All right.
Now stretch it.
It's getting out of the space. Want to keep on
put another one in the space.
Okay.
Stretch it.
All right.
Another one in the space.
Yeah. Well, that's a tight one.
Stretch it.
Yeah.
Another one in the space.
Yeah.
Stretch it.
Yeah.
Another one in the space.
Uh-huh.
Stretch it.
Okay.
Okay, now let's take a little preliminary test to see if anything happens. There. Why don't you just take the whole front of your face and hit it with a sledgehammer and knock all his teeth out?
You mean this face, or shall I mock one up there and
just mock your own face up out there in front. Smash all the pieces. Have it explode.
Yeah. Some debris left there.
Take the sledgehammer now and smash it in such a way as the sledgehammer knocks out all the top teeth.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Okay.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Get the tinkle now out of the tooth fragments as you do it this
time. It's more of a rattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll make it go tinkle. Blow it up.
And the teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now we've got it from here. We're exciting the whole fifth nerve. Well, it's coming back to there now. Okay, let's knock it out again.
Fun games. All right.
Blow it up.
Yeah.
Knock it out.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Yeah.
Knock it out.
Yeah.
Blow it out.
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 Yeah.
If you had a somatic buzz top of your mouth yet.
No, put one there, brother.
Okay. Now mark up the front of your face with an enormous hand gripping the upper gum. I have the hand simply crush all the teeth in.
Okay.
I have it blow up.
Big pile of sympathy there in the stomach. Blow up the hand and the...
I lost the whole one.
All right. Blow up.
Okay, now get another face and get this hand crushing all the teeth in.
Someone else's face or still mine?
Yours.
Okay.
Just yours.
Yeah.
Okay. I have it blow up. Mm-hmm. Another one. Big hand.
Yeah, that's me doing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Blow it up.
I seem to have hold of myself over here in the body.
Well, why do you know?
Very interesting.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again.
It's a silly place to hold the body. Yeah.
Blow it up.
Yeah.
All right, now get this enormous, grizzly black hand doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Now make it up, blow it up with a black explosion.
Yeah. Turns white. There's a white hand there after the explosion.
Then blow up the white hand.
Okay, there's nothing there.
All right, put up the face.
Yeah.
A black hand.
Yeah.
A crush.
Yeah.
A white hand.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
In that order?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, put up the face.
Mm.
A black hand.
Mm-hmm. It's a little baby's face.
No.
Yeah.
Black hand.
Yeah.
White hand.
Yeah.
Crush.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Okay.
Black hand on a little baby's face. Turn it white.
Baby. Yeah.
Blow it up.
Yeah.
Hand on the baby's face.
That last white hand is going to blow up. Okay, there we go.
Got it?
Yeah.
Hand on the baby's face.
Uh-huh.
Get a crying gooms up.
Get a crying what?
Crying the goom. The upper goom. Just get a crying it up. No crying the upper lip.
Yeah.
Now get it taking the another hand into the guts of the baby.
Yeah.
All right. Now have it throw the baby over a cliff and make it blow up.
Okay.
Okay. Now throw the hands over the cliff and have them blow up.
Yeah.
Now let's make a test for this and see what's happening to this ridge. Okay, just put your face out here with a big ridge on it.
Yeah.
Put your face out here with a big ridge on it.
Yeah.
All right, smash them together.
Okay. A wise guy.
Big ridge. That's a normal ridge on any creature. That's why I'm monkey with it. Okay, put it out there. Face twice. Big, thick, gooey ridge of energy in both cases.
It's not very gooey. It's a little concrete.
Well, make it concrete.
Yeah.
Good and hard.
Yeah.
Good and hard.
Yeah.
Now have two enormous black hands come up and smash those two faces together with violence.
Yeah.
All right. Now mark it up again. Big ridge.
Yeah.
Knock them together with violence.
Not so big an explosion.
All right, put them up there again.
Mm-hmm.
Knock them together with violence.
They don't seem to want to go together.
Pull them apart until they explode.
If I pull them apart and let them snap, they'll go together.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Put them up there again.
Yeah.
Snap them apart so they'll blow together.
Yeah.
Okay. I will take the test on this.
Blue one on this, it's shorter on this side.
We really get my ridge into good activity. That's the ridge of the assumption, by the way, for your information.
Sounds very religious.
Yes, it is. All right. I have these two little babies with enormous amount of energy covering them.
All right.
Smash them together.
Okay.
Two more babies.
Yeah.
Smash them together.
Yeah.
Two more babies.
Yeah.
Smash them together.
Yeah.
Two more babies.
Yeah.
Smash them together.
Yeah.
Two more babies.
Yeah, beginning to have girl babies show up. Yeah.
Smash them together.
Yeah.
Two more.
Yeah.
Smash them together.
Trying to feel hot. Yeah.
Two more.
Yeah.
Smash it together.
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 Now it goes all the way from here, down across there, and there's a cross thing that comes over this way.
Okay.
Ouch. And also this arm.
Yes, sir. Two more.
Mm-hmm.
Smash it together.
Yeah.
Two more.
Yeah.
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 Smash it together.
Mm-hmm.
Two more.
What's all this apathy? Yeah.
Smash it again.
I already smashed it.
Okay. Let's see what's happening here. See?
Yeah. It's spread up to here and around there. The whole pedestal is pointing.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Throw a couple more babies.
Yeah.
Blow them up with trap shotgun. Okay.
Now that was the waiter's up transaction.
Now I have two more, have two babies with two huge black things crouching over them, holding them by the guts and the upper lip.
Yeah.
You got those two now?
Yeah.
All right, have the babies blow the things up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very satisfaction.
Very satisfaction. Two more babies and two more big black things.
Mm-hmm.
Have the babies blow the things up.
Yep.
Two more babies.
Mm-hmm.
Two black Thetans.
Mm-hmm.
Have the babies hold the Thetans up so everybody can view them.
Yeah.
I have the Thetans explode. Okay, we're doing anything with the baby. What's your own sense of touch on it?
You want to not feel it?
No.
Oh, no.
How's your ridge feel? Less? More? How's your body heat?
My body heat's gone way up.